Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chav Zayin, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis V'loy Yasik Boy V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Manuela Baschana, and Chaim Schneir Zalman Yehuda Ben Hinda Yoichevet. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schos for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rab Shneir Zalman ben Eliezer, Miral Shendel bas Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Reb Ephraim Shimon, and Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we've been discussing the sugyas of Isurei Hana that are tucked away in what we now clearly see is a classic perek, perek Kol Sha, the second parak of Masechtas Pesachim. We went through the Machloikis Chizkiyah and Rav Avoh. When the Torah says, thou shalt not eat something, does it mean you also can have anah from it or not? Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that if someone benefits from Yisuri anah, but he does so, shaloi kederech anah. Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is, it's not going to be a problem. We had Rabbi Yochanan's other memran, Dav Chofei Amir Aleph, Bakol Misrapim Chutz Meyatzei Ashera, Bakol Misrapim Chutz Meyavoy Dezoro, V'gili Arayis, V'shvichus Damim. We had the sugya where Isuri Hana cross over with the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Davar Sheino Mischavin Mutter, or Davar Sheino Mischavin Aser. Kol Maru Ureach, Ein Bohem Mishum Me'ilo. Either way, today's daf is going to be very much a continuation of this theme of Isuri Hana. It's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. It's another classic sugya, another classic sugya that we're going to go through way too quickly. It's the sugya of Zeh V'Zeh Goyrim. So the sugya begins with the Mishnah and Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah was discussing chametz, the idea that chametz is aser bahana. So one of the things the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do with chametz is v'lo yasik boi tana v'karayim. You're not allowed to use chametz to fuel your tana, to fuel your karayim. And the reason is, because if you're going to use chametz as fuel, now you're going to bake even matzahs inside this tana v'karayim, so you're benefiting from the chametz. Being that chametz is asr bahana, not only asr b'achila. So the Mishnah said, v'lo yasik boi, you're not allowed to use it to fuel a tana and a karayim. So on that note, today's daf is going to discuss using something that's asr bahana. The Mishnah's example was chametz. The Gemara's example is going to be different types of Yisuri hana as fuel inside your oven and what the impact of that will be as it relates to the oven, as it relates to any food that you may cook or bake inside the oven, as it relates to the coals themselves. If you want to take the coals out now and you want to use it for some other purpose, how exactly is this oven food, coals, impacted by virtue of the fact that you fueled it with Isurei Hana. Zok de Gemara Brais, Tanur Rabbanon, Tanur Shesi Kubikli Bei Arlo, Oy Bekashin Shal Kili Akar. If somebody has a Tanur, he fueled this Tanur with the peels of fruit, that's Arlo, or with straw of Kili Akar. These are just examples of things that are Aser Bahana. In other words, the Brais is discussing a Tanur, Shehi Sikoi, Be Isurei Hana, says the Brai. So Chadash, if this was a new oven, meaning this was the first time this oven was ever heated, Yutatz. The halacha is you have to break the oven. You'll never be able to use this oven again. Yashnan, if this is an old oven, meaning you've used it several times, you've been using it for years, punk, this time you heated it up with Isurei Hana. So then the halacha is Yutzan. You don't have to destroy it. However, you can't use it right now. So just wait until it cools off. You want to bake something inside this oven? Reheat it. This time, do it properly. This time, don't use Isurei Hana, and everything is going to be fine. Afa b'yasa pas. What if you heated the tanner with klipei arla or with kashin shal kili akem? You heated it with Isurei Hana, and now you bake bread. So what's the halachic status of the bread? Meaning the reish of the brisa discuss the status of the tanner. What about the bread itself? Rabbi Yomi Rabbi says, hapas asura. The bread is going to be asur. The Chachamim say, "Hapas muteres." The bread is going to be muter. Bishlo gabi gicholim. What if you took the coals out and now you cooked something on top of those coals? coals that, again, come originally from Yisuri Anot, Divrei HaKomu Teres, over there, everybody is going to hold that it's going to be Mutter. So there's three shlavim to this brisa. The first part of the brisa is discussing the oven. The second part of the brisa is discussing any bread that was baked inside the oven. And the third part of the brisa is discussing the coals. The context is the same. We're talking about an oven that was heated up with Yisuri Anot. As it relates to the oven itself, the brisa said it depends. Is it a new oven or is it an old oven? If it's a new oven, you're using it for the first time, yutatz, you're going to have to destroy it. If it's an old oven, yutzan, just let it cool off. But other than that, it's not going to be a problem. What about the bread itself? Nothing to do with new oven or old oven. There it's a machloikis tanor. Machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe says the bread's going to be aser. The Chachamim say that the bread is going to be mutter. As it relates to the coals, divrei HaKol muteres, over there everybody is going to hold that it's going to be mutter. And the entire daf is going to be an analysis of this brisa. And I think it's worth just speaking out a little bit of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Before we see the daf inside, I just think everything is going to flow a little bit better. Let's start with the Machloikis Rebbe and the Chacham. What would be the Shaila? You have an oven. You just heated it with Yisuri Anot and you bake bread inside. You would think for sure the bread should be Asa Bahana. What's the question? It's Asa Bahana. So if that's the case, shouldn't it definitely be a problem? Stating that, it's only Rebbe that says Apas Asura. The Chachamim say that the Pas is Mutter. So really, in order to understand the Sheet of the Chachamim, we have to be familiar with a Gemara at the very, very, very end of Masechtas Tmura. In fact, the Hadron Halacha, Masechtas Tmura, is going to be some of the Gemaras that we're going to see in today's daf. The Gemara over there says, Kol HaNesrafin, anytime you have something that's Aser Bahana, it's so Aser Bahana that you have to burn it. You literally have to obliterate it. You have to wipe it off the face of the earth. That's how Aser Bahana is. Says the Gemara, Kol HaNesrafin Afron Mutter. Once you have the Afer, it's ashes, at that point, it's going to be mutter. Panim chadash is bo'okan, even though the underlying item was asim bana, but the efer itself is going to be mutter. In the Gemara, it's going to emerge that the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim was a very technical machloikis, almost a scientific machloikis. And that is, if you create fire, you light wood, and now you have fire, and it's heating your food, is the food benefiting from the wood, or is it from the fire that's emerging from the burnt wood? The milam acherim. When the food gets cooked from the fire, what's the status at that moment? How does halacha view the wood? Is the wood in existence? The wood is what's now benefiting the food? Or maybe the moment of benefit that the food has from the fire is deemed to be after the wood was already consumed. And if it's after the wood was already consumed, then we can invoke the principle of kol hanisrafin afron mutter. And if that's the case, there's not going to be an Isuri Hanah problem. Rebbe holds that if you bake something in a tanner that was fueled by Yisuri Hanah, the pas is going to be aser. You know why? Because the pas has in it a little bit of this wood. The wood is aser bahana, whether it was klipe yarla or kashin shel kili akerem or atzei asherah, whatever it was, chametz, doesn't matter. But the point is, it has in it Yisuri Hanah, you're not allowed to eat it. How do you benefit from the Yisuri Hanah? The chum hold is not a problem, because the chachamim hold that although it's true, you want to know what the underlying source of this fire was, it was wood that was aser bahana. No, but kol hanisrafin afron mutter, and we the hair that the hana comes after it was already in a state of afer, and if that's the case, it's not going to be a problem, because even though originally at its makar it was asabana, but once it turns into afer afron mutter, so you're not benefiting from the wood, you're benefiting from the afer, and if that's the case, you're going to fall into the category of kol hanisrafin afron. So what's the machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim, whether pas asura, pas muteris? Rebbe holds that we see the hana coming from the etzim, or the etzim is asabana. The Chachamim say we see the hana coming from the afer. The afer is already afron mutter. But what about the ratio of the brisa? The ratio of the brisa, the first one, was discussing the tanner itself. And there the brisa already said an interesting halacha. There the brisa said that it's not a machloik is Rebbe in the Chachamim, but rather it depends on whether the tanner was a new tanner or whether it was an old tanner. If the tanner was a tanner chadosh, what's the halacha yutatz? You have to destroy it. You fueled a fire inside a brand new tanner, it was aser bahana, you have to get rid of this tanner, you're never going to be able to use it again. If it's an old oven, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Just wait until it cools off, reheat it, and then you can do whatever you want with it. So what's the svara between a chadash and a yashan? What would even the svara be? So pashit, again, this is practical, is that the hanacha is that the first time you heat an oven, you're perfecting the oven. If that's the case, the benefit that the oven gets from the first time you fuel it is a benefit that the oven's going to carry with it for the rest of its life. That's the mitzvah. So if the first time you fueled the fire inside this oven, it was asa b'hana, so it comes at this little bit of isuri hana that's going to be inside this oven. And being that there's a little bit of isuri hana inside this oven, so it's not something you're going to ever be able to use. If it's an old oven, so then if you have a fire right now from isuri hana, so yeah, that's an issue. You can't use it. But in terms of perfecting it, no, it was perfected 5 years ago when you heated it up for the first time. But when it's a new oven, that's when you have a problem. That's where the halach is going to be. As it relates to the machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim in the case of the pas, and how that relates to the Tanur itself, that's something that the Gemara is going to talk about. So again, we have this Braisa. The first part of the Braisa talks about the Tanur. Second part of the Braisa talks about the Pas. The third part of the Braisa talks about the Gecholim. We're looking at it with the backdrop of you heating a fire inside this oven that was Aser Bahana. As it relates to the oven, what's the halacha? Is it a new oven or is it an old oven? As it relates to the Pas, it's a Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. As it relates to the Gecholim, it's always good. By the way, why, as it relates to the Gecholim, is it for sure going to be mutter? That's easy. Because the Gecholim is for sure Efer. You had wood. You had Klipe Arlo. You had Kashan Shalkili Akarim. You heated it. Now it turned into coals. Coals is the proverbial Afron, which is mutter. So at that point, for sure, it's not going to be a problem. But either way, a detailed analysis of this Braisa. So the first Kasha that the Gemara asks is, at the ratio, the Braisa said that if you have a Tanner, you heated this Tanner with Isuri Anos. So if it's a brand new Tanner, you have to destroy it. If it's an old Tanner, you don't have to destroy it. You just wait until it cools. Afraid to Gemara, we learned it in another Braisa. Ben Chadosh, Ben Yashan, Yutzan. It doesn't matter if the oven is a new oven. It doesn't matter if it's an old oven. Either way, the Aloch is the same. Yutzan, you have to wait. You just need it to cool off. Meaning, just because it's a new oven and this is the first time you're heating it and you're perfecting it on some level, that in and of itself is not a reason that you shouldn't be able to use it again. Wait until it cools off and then you'll be able to use it moving forward. So we have a stira between two braisas. In one braisa, it says a new oven that was heated with isuri hana, yutatz, you can never use it again. And in the second braisa, we have halacha that a new oven that was heated with isuri hana, Yutzan. There's no difference between a new oven and an old oven. Zok tikamor likasha. It's not a sir. Har Rebbe v'har Rabbanon. Maybe the teretz is the brisa that says yutatz is going according to Rebbe. The brisa that says yutzan is going according to the Chachamim. Meaning Rebbe that said that if you bake bread inside this tanner, the halacha is that the bread is asa b'hana. Why? Because we said that the bread has in it a little bit of the wood, not the efer, which is mutter, but rather the wood itself. So if that's the case, the oven you have to view the same way. The oven's going to have in it a little bit of the wood. The wood is asa b'hana. You used it for the first time, which means that lo'olam, the tanner will have been deemed to have benefited from this wood, so you'll never be able to use it. An old oven, that's right now, as long as the fire is there, yeah, you can't use it. Yutzan, wait till it cools off, reheat it with something that's mutter b'hana. It's not going to be an issue. It's only an issue with the new oven because you perfected it. And as a result, this is always going to be part of the mitzios, part of the DNA of this oven. According to Rabbanon, that hold that even the pas is mutter. So if the pas is mutter, why? Because we look at it as kolin asraf and afram mutter. So if the pas is mutter, for sure the oven is going to be mutter. So it makes a lot of sense. Our braisa that says chadosh yutatz is going according to Rebbe. The pas is aser, the new oven is also going to be aser. Whereas the braisa that says ben chadosh u ben yashon yutzan, that's going according to the Rabbanon. If the pas is mutter, Rashi says, kal v'chaymer, kol shekein, the new oven should be mutter as well. Zok de Gemara, but it's not so simple. Because emet the shamalei the Rebbe, it's true. Rebbe says a chiddush. Rebbe holds the pas as mutter. And what do you see from Rebbe that said that the pas is aser? B'shem deyesh v'acheitz in the pas. You see that he holds that there's wood inside the pas, and it's for that reason that pas aser. But zev zeh goyre mishamele. Do you have proof? Do you have evidence anywhere that Rebbe would hold that even the tanner necessarily has to be a problem to say zev zeh goyre? So what is the difference between the pas and the oven? The pas itself, Rebbe holds, is aser b'hana. Why? Because it has in it a little bit of the wood. The wood is asabana. Now the pas becomes asabana. He doesn't hold like the chachamim that at the time that the pas is benefiting from the wood, it was already in a state of efer. Thus, you have the loch of kol nisraf and afram mutar. No, it has wood inside. The wood is asabana. As a result, this is going to be asabana. But as it relates to the oven, we're taking another leap because naniach Rebbe Shita that the oven has in it right now a little bit of isuriana and gebacked inside the walls of the tanner is isuriana. Okay. Now I want to use it moving forward. How are you going to use it? Right, just visualize it. Play it out. How are you going to use it? Oh, you want to make dinner. Okay. You take your tanner that was used a month ago for the first time with isuriana. You need wood. You're going to have fire. You're going to have your kandera. Whatever's going to be inside your pot. Now that wood that you're going to use presumably is going to be mutabana, which means the food now is going to be benefiting from the tanner, which has in it isuriana. It's also going to be benefiting from the wood that you just put inside of it now, which is mutter bahana. So it comes out that it's benefiting both from isurihana and from something that's mutter bahana. That's what's known in the vernacular as ze v'ze goyim. Ze isur v'ze mutter goyim is causing this thing to into existence and allowing you to benefit from it. Just because Rebbe holds that the pas is aser doesn't mean he holds the pas that's baked in an oven that has in it the shvach etzim is going to be awesome. What's the difference? In one case, it's zevizeh goyren, and in the other case, it's not zevizeh goyren. Now, the truth is, why in one case it's zevizeh goyren, and the other case is not zevizeh goyren, is not as simple as it sounds. And this Rashi that says a lot of lashonis, but for our purposes, the pas itself, if it was fueled with isuriyano, so it's 100% asabano. So if that's the case, how could you eat the pas? Whereas if I'm going to bake pas inside an oven, where the oven itself has in it and came into existence through isuriyano, but now I'm putting wood inside that's mutabano, so that's a question of, yeah, I'm benefiting from isuriyano, but I'm also benefiting from something that's mutabano. And that's zevizeh goyrim. So who said Rebbe holds zevizeh goyrim? So mechetesi, Rebbe, who said the pas is aser, has to hold that the Tanu Chodosh should be Utah. So the Gemara says, Eloi Kasha. Har Rebbe, he has a Harabon. It's true, it's not Muchach that Rebbe holds Zev Zegar Yom Aser. Could be he holds Zev Zegar Yom Aser. And in fact, the Gemara is going to revisit it later in the Daf. But for now, it's certainly not Muchach. However, there is a Man Nama that holds Zev Zegar Yom Aser. That Man Nama is Rebbe Eliezer, as in Rebbe Eliezer Agadol. So you have a steer between two Brises. In one Brise, the Tanu Chodosh Utah, and in the other Brise, the Tanu Chodosh Yutzan. The Brise that says the Tanu Chodosh is Utah holds Zev Zegar Yom Aser. Who is that? That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. The Tana that, and the Braisa that says, Zevizeh Goyrim Yutzam, that's going according to the Chachamim who argue with Rebbe Eliezer, they hold Zevizeh Goyrim is Mutter. Zakma, hi Rebbe Eliezer. Who's this Rebbe Eliezer that holds Zevizeh Goyrim Aser? Ilim Rebbe Eliezer de Sa'ar. Perhaps it's the following Rebbe Eliezer. It's the Rebbe Eliezer of Sa'ar, a Mishnah in Mesechtis Arla. Sa'ar Shal Chulin, if someone has Sa'ar, sour dough of Chulin, Vishal Truma, or and he has sa'ar of truma, shenaflu teicha isa, and they fell into isa. So sa'ar causes dough to rise. The halacha is that if you would take sa'ar of truma and you would mix it into a taruvos of chulin, you have dough of chulin, you took sa'ar, that's truma. So ordinarily, if you have a taruvos of isa v'hater, it's like the shiurim of bittel. Truma's bottle by this, arla's bottle by that. Right, there's different halachas of exactly how bittel works. Sa'ar, however, to the extent that it causes the dough to rise, is never bottled. That's the halacha. Because if it's making an impact in the dough to the point that it's causing it to rise, there's no shear in the world that has the ability to be mevatel that. This mission is discussing where sa'ar of truma fell into dough of chulin. However, the sa'ar of truma itself was part of a taruvas. It wasn't 100% sa'ar shal truma. It was partially sa'ar shal truma. It was partially sa'ar shal chulin. The taruvas caused the dough to rise. The question is, being that the sa'ar shel truma in and of itself doesn't have the ability to cause the dough to rise, so maybe you don't look at this as being sa'ar shel truma that's not batel. Meaning, based on the shear, it was batel. However, it caused the dough to rise. But it only caused the dough to rise together with the sa'ar shel chulin. So sa'ar shel chulin, vishal truma, shenafel teicha isav, eim ezek kedei la'asav, eim gezei la'achmetz. Each one in and of itself. The sa'ar shel chulin didn't have the ability to cause the dough to rise. And the sa'ar shel truma in and of itself didn't have the ability to cause the effect. And the star from the chimtzu, but together they do have the ability to cause the rise. So what's the talk? Rebbe Elazar says, Acher, Acher, I always look at what was the second one that was put in. Because the second one is what closed the deal. So first I put in the chulin, then I put into truma. Oh, then we look at it as social truma. It's a bra. If first I put in truma, then I put in the chulin, it's not going to be a bra. Chachamim, the chachamim say, bein shenafel lisul katchilo, bein shenafel lisul b'soif. Lo ayla mina yoyse ad shehei b'kidei lahachas. No, I don't care which one went in first, which one came in second. If the truma in and of itself doesn't have the ability to cause a rise, it's going to be batal, and you're not going to have this halacha. Amar Abayo. Now Abayo explain. Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And he said, Loishanu, this that Rabbi Eliezer said, that you go based on the last one, this was only true, Ela Shekodnam Vesila Keso Eser. Meaning, when Rabbi Eliezer said, you go Basa Da Achroin, there was a Kula. What was the Kula? If the second one was the Chulin, then it's not going to be an issue. So he said, the only time that's true, the second one's not going to be an issue, if it was the Chulin, that's only if the first one had been removed. Meaning, first you put Sar Shal Truma, then you put Sar Shal Chulin. You took out the Sar Shal Truma, then you put the Sar Shal Chulin in, now it all rise. So they're both working in tandem, but the Sar Shal Truma was not in the Taruvis at the time that you put the Sar Shal Chulin there. Over there, the halacha is, it's not going to be a problem. Achar, Achroin, Aniba, and it's going to be Mutter. I will like call them to see like they saw Isra. But if the Sar Shal Truma and the Sar Shal Chulin were there at the same time, even if the Sar Shal Truma was put first and the Sar Shal Chulin was put second, Aser, the halacha is that it's going to be Aser. So the way Abayi understands Rabbi Eliezer, you have an idea that even though the Sar Shal Truma in and of itself does not have the ability to cause this dough to rise. However, if it's working together with the Sar Shal Chulin and they're there together at the same time, that's enough for it to be a problem. Chachamim argue. What did the Chachamim say? Bein shenaf alisa l'katchila, bein shenaf alisa l'besoif lo'oyla meni yoist. Ad shehei b'kidei lachmas. No, if the Sar Shal Chulin itself can't cause the dough to rise, I don't care if together with the Sar Shal Chulin. Sar Shal Chulin's mutter. I need that 100% of Issa should be causing this problem. Rabbi Lazar says, no, Issa the Hatta could work very nicely together. They can get along. And the Sar Shal Issa, the Sar Shal Hatta, Tzizamin, have the ability to create a problem. I don't know, what do you see? So you see that Isra and Hatta together can cause a problem. So maybe this is the Rabbi Eliezer. Where is this Rabbi Eliezer? The second parak in Masechta Zara, it's a Mishnah. Maybe this is where you find Rabbi Eliezer holds as Evaz Agoyer Mazar. But the Gemara says, and we might, the time of Rabbi Eliezer, Abayi. Who said Abayi is right? Interesting kasha. The Gemara says, yeah, if we accept Abayi's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer, you're right. The problem is, Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. And really, Abayi is saying a big chiddush in Rabbi Eliezer. Dilma, time of Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Pshan Rabbi Eliezer is what Rabbi Eliezer said. Mishum da achar achrein aniba. It's not zeviz egoirim. It's you always look at the last one. And loishna kodem vasilek esa iser. Loishna loik kodem vasilek esa iser. It has nothing to do with the iser and the heta working together. It's the last one that always is the kaiveya. Meaning, the reason maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the last one was the truma, it's a problem. It's not because we say a zevezegoyrim. It's because we look at the last one as doing all of it. Whatever closes it is what's doing it. And as a result, this is not a zevezegoyrim problem. This is a zegoyrim problem. This is 100% iser. Avo bevas nachas. But if they'd be there together, hachanami deshari. Maybe in that case, it would be mutter. It was only Abaya's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer that made us believe that this is zevezegoyrim. Because Abaya said that even if the last one is the heter, as long as the iser is still there, it's going to be a problem. Zoysei meres. It's not achar achar nani ba. So if it's not achar achar nani ba, so what is it? It's when they're there together. Oh, so it's the together. It's a zevezegoyrim. But if you understand Rabbi Eliezer, as a kipshutai, that it's achar achar nani ba, they're nothing to do with the two working together. It's whatever the last thing, that's what's doing it. It has nothing to do with Zevazai Goyim. It's nothing to do with our sugi. Elo the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer, that's Asher. Maybe it's different Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer from a Mishnah, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, that was discussing Atzei Asher, which is of course also Asir Bahana. The time we learned in the Mishnah, not Tal Heimeno Eitzim, if somebody cut wood from an Asher tree, Asurim Bahana, in Alad Havana, from a Hizik Bahana Sataner, if you took the Asher wood and you used it to fuel an oven, Chadash, if it's a new oven, Yutatz, you have to destroy it. Yoshan, if it's an old oven, Yutzan, you wait until it cools off. Afa by a sapas. What if you bake bread? Asura bahana. The bread is going to be asabano. Sounds a lot like our brisa, right? Nesarva bacheros. What if some of this bread got mixed up with others? Bacheros, bacheros. Now you have this big taruvos. Kulan asura bahana. So it's all going to be asabano. This is based on the idea that Avodah Zarah is never bottle. So as a result, you can have one big taruvah. Once you have bread that has in it a little bit of Atzei Asherah, at that point, you're never eating this bread. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there is a way out. What you could do is, you can assess how much Yisuri Anah is probably in this taruvah, and you can take that dollar amount, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, meaning never have any benefit from it, and then be nene from the rest of it. No, this is Avodah Zarah we're dealing with. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you can't play these tricks. Yeah, these things work in other areas of Halacha. Chazal allowed it, but not when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Over here, it's not going to work. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from here? This Mishnah says clearly, the Halacha, that if you would fuel a brand new oven with a Suri Hana, the Halacha is going to be Yutatz. Again, just to read the word of the Mishnah again. Not Talhemen or Eitzim. You took wood from it. What's it? Isuri. Atzei Asheru. Asurim Bano. Okay. Hisik Banasataner. And then you heated an oven. Chodash. If it was brand new, Yutatz. Dalachas, you have to destroy it. Oh, so we have a Mefurish Mishnah in Mesechtes Abay Dezar that says this halacha. What's the premise of this halacha? So the premise of this halacha is two things. Number one, the oven is benefiting not from the Afron, which is Mutter, but rather from the Eitzim, which is Aser. Okay. But also Zevazagoyer Maser. How do you see Zevazagoyer Maser? Because when I use the oven the second time, there's also going to be wood and fuel that's mutter bahana, and still you're telling me it's going to be problem. So this braisa that we began the daf with, we actually now discovered is almost the Mefurish HaMishnah. It's not exactly the same, but a lot of the principles in the braisa is Mefurish HaMishnah. The braisa was discussing klipe yarlo, kashin shel keli akerem. The Mishnah is talking about atzei asheru, but it's the same difference. Atzad hashavu shabahen is we're dealing with Yisru Hana. We were trying to understand this halach of a tanu chadosh that's yutatz doesn't make any sense. Why should that be the case? Zev Zegayrim? Oh, we just found the same exact Kiddush in the Mishnah. But there's one Kinech that we found in the Mishnah. And this is what the Gemara... We actually found the name of a Tana in this Mishnah. You know who the Tana was? It was Rabbi Eliezer. And being that the Tana is Rabbi Eliezer, so now we could put a name to the Halacha, and that is, oh, you want to know who holds Zev Zegayrim Maser? It's Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rashi speaks at a very obvious point. Rashi speaks out, Rabbi Eliezer is not the Tana of the Reisha. Rabbi Eliezer just added one knetch. Rabbi Eliezer said that if this atzei asheru, the wood or the bread that you used to bake from the wood of the atzei asheru was nesarev and a taruvis and another taruvis and another taruvis. So he said, he gave you a big kula. He said, you can save the whole bakery. How could you do it? By taking the value of the Isuri Hana and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. He gave you a way. Sounds like that's the only piece in this Mishnah that's Rabbi Eliezer. Everything else sounds like everybody agrees with. So this Mishnah, just the whole cheshbin is a makar that Zev Zegayrim Maser, so why are we blaming in a Rebbe Eliezer? This is like this big chiddush. Oh, Rebbe Eliezer. We don't even know which Rebbe Eliezer. Who argues? Chachamim seem to hold that this Rebbe Eliezer is just adding one. By the way, Chachamim are talking in this Mishnah. Right? Amrulai, ain't picking Lavay the Zara. This is not a Stam Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer. This is not a Rebbe Eliezer. Aymer. No, it's not a. This is a Mishnah where all the Chachamim seem to agree with everything with the exception of one detail. But the detail that is Rebbe Eliezer is not the detail we're focusing on. We're focusing on the big picture, which is Taner Chadosh Yutatz. That's the source to Zev Zegayrim. So why are we saying it's Rebbe Eliezer? So Rashi asks the Kasha. Rashi says, "V'hu adin the matzi lo ukma lahad Chadosh Yutatz the l'ketana kamed the Rebbe Eliezer." El mishum d'lo yadin amano, being that we don't know who that Tana is, v'nichalei l'minkat Rebbe Eliezer, v'hu machluk toikama. We don't mean Rebbe Eliezer, you're right. It's Rebbe Eliezer and whoever Rebbe Eliezer was talking to in that Mishnah. We don't know who Rebbe Eliezer was talking to in that Mishnah, but whoever it was, that's who we're referring to. The bottom line is, even though it goes down in Shas as Rebbe Eliezer is the one that holds Zev Zegayrim Maser, that's going to be the Maskana, but it's really not only Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rebbe Eliezer u'machlukdai. It's Rebbe Eliezer and whoever his Baal Plukta. And it's a Rabbim, it's Amrullah, it's more than one, it's not just Rebbe Yeshua. Right, sounds like it's... There are several Tanoim who are of the opinion that Zev is a Goyer Maser. It makes a big difference in Halacha, because we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is Shamuti, right? So when it comes to Halacha, is this a Rebbe Eliezer who took on the Chachamim, who there's no way we're going to paskin like, falls into the gather of Torah Leib HaShemayim? Or is this like a Tanu Rachnoi? Or no, maybe this is something that really Rebbe Eliezer umach looked at. But the bottom line is the Gemara says he can't prove anything. Really? It's a Mefurish Mishnah. How is this Mishnah, who's at the very least Rebbe Eliezer, not the same as the Braisa that we started with? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, there's a not such technical difference. Because Amid the Shamalei the Rebbe Eliezer, because although Rebbe Eliezer said the halacha over there, but it's Bavid Zor. He was talking about Atzei Asher. What's our Braisa talking about? Orla, Kili Akerem. Bavid Zor is more chamer. Within the world of Yisuri Ana, there's a pecking order. Avodah Zarah is the Chomer Yisura. But Bishar Yisum Shabbatar Mishamele. But when it comes to other Yisurim, over there it's Namuch. So the Gemara says, Elim Kein Aman Tarmi. The Gemara says, I hear what you're saying. But the problem is, we do have a Braisa. It has to be something. And the closest we can find to who the time of the Brisa might be is Rabbi Eliezer. Now, it's true Rabbi Eliezer said it by Avodah Zarah. It's not Muchach, he would say it by Arlen Kiliaker. But the time of Brisa has to be somebody. I mean, you could say Terutzim all day long, but at the end of the day, sometimes you have to say Avart. You don't have a choice. Yeah, Chilukim is easy sometimes. But Lamaisa, who is the time of the Brisa? So if we're going to accept this Chilik, granted it's a good Lundus, but then who's the Brisa going to be? It has to be Rabbi Eliezer. It must be. There is no chilik between Avodah Zarah and between Arlen Kilek. But Oy, the Gemara says, and besides, it's a Brisa. Tanya behead, v'chein hoy Rabbi Eliezer, oyser b'chol isurim shabbat Torah. It's a Mefurish Brisa. That Mishnah, it's talking about Atzei Asher, which is Avodah Zarah. But it's a Mefurish Brisa where Rabbi Eliezer said the halacha not only by Avodah Zarah, but he said it by all isurei han, Omer Abaya. More on the same topic. Imtim tzoloimar. So when we began the Braisa, we said that the Braisa was discussing a fire that was heated with Isuriano. And the Braisa broke it up into three parts. What's the status of the oven? What's the status of food that was used and baked or cooked at the time that this fire was burning? And what's the status of the coals after the fire already extinguished? As it relates to the oven, the Braisa made a distinction between a new oven and an old oven. We now know pshat. In the chilek, the new oven, you're going to run into a zevezegoyim problem down the road. The old oven, you're not going to have an issue with zevezegoyim. As it relates to the past, that was a machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham. What was the hezber in that machlokes? Is the past being baked by the wood, which is asabana, or is it already a geder of kol anasraf and afrona, mutter, and as a result, it's going to be mutter bana. The Gemara had a fleeting havamina that may be the ratio of the Braisa that says, Tanur chodosh yutatz is Rebbe. And the Gemara says, it's not Muchach, it's Rebbe. Meaning, it's predicated on Rebbe. You have to hold like Rebbe. Because if you hold that Kol HaNesrofim Afra Mutter, even the past is Mutter, then certainly the Tanur can't be worse than the past. But it's not Muchach Rebbe would hold of that halacha, because there's another hoop you have to jump through. And that is, you have to accept the fact that Zev is at Goyim is also. But it sounds like at some point the Gemara had a Havamita that Rebbe holds Zev is at Goyim also. So this is what Abai is addressing. Im Tim Tzulem Zev is at Goyim also ha. Rebbe, if you're going to tell me that the ratio of the Braisa that we began the daf with is also Rebbe, which means that Rebbe holds Zev is a Goyim Maser, so it's going to come out that Heine Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, Gevaldik. So Rebbe Eliezer is the Tana, not only Rebbe. Rebbe Eliezer, it's Rebbe Eliezer Umachluktai, but Rebbe Eliezer holds Zev is a Goyim Maser, Rebbe also holds Zev is a Goyim Maser. Vintim Slim is Zev is a Goyim Mutter. If you're going to tell me that Rebbe really holds Zev is a Goyim Mutter, and the reason he says that the pas is Osir is Vahokamishum the Ishvach Eitz in the Pasu, it's because, no, there it's not Zev is a Goyim. There you have the Isuriano, you have the Eitzim inside the pas as it relates to the oven, that's already a Zev is a Goyim issue. There it could be, it's going to be Mutter. Okay, so Abaye said, so what would be then another Nafkemina between Rebbe's halacha and Rebbe Eliezer's halacha? Again, they're similar halachas, but they're not the same halacha. In one case, it's Zevezeg Goyim, in the other case, it's not Zevezeg Goyim. So Rabbi said as follows, Hani ka'orois v'koisois v'tzloichiois asiri. If you would perfect a ka'ora, a plate, a cup, these inside an oven that was fueled with Yisuriyana, so even according to Rebbe, it's going to be awesome. The reason, even according to Rebbe, it's going to be Aser, is because when you use this plate, let's say, for the first, that next time, you're going to be benefiting from the Isuri Hana. Isn't it going to be Zevezeg Goyim? It's not going to be Zevezeg Goyim. The reason is because there's no other fire that's ever going to be used in this Kara, in this Kais, in this Sleiches. When you made it the first time, so yeah, at that point, it was made with fire, and that fire was Asabana. The only time you have a Zevezeg Goyim is when there's another fire. So now you have the good fire and the bad fire. That's when you run into Zevezeg Goyim. But if all you have is that one time that it was heated up, so even according to Rebbe, it's going to be a problem. Just like Rebbe holds the Pasnas Osir, so the Ka'aris, the Koisis, and the Tzloiches are also going to be. Keep pleading. When is there Machloik? It's Betaner Vikedera. It's going to be Negev, the Taner and the Mandam Zevezeg Goyim Osir Osir. The Mandam Zevezeg Goyim Mutishari. It's going to be Negev, the Taner, obviously. And it's also going to be Negev, the Kedera. Why the Kedera? Because how do you use the pot? You use the pot inside the oven. The oven, oh, there's another fire. So now this is Zevezeg Goyim. So Ikedami, some say, I feel man, Zevezeg Goyim Goyim Mutter. Even if you hold Zevezeg Goyim Mutter, Kedera Asura. The Kedera is going to be Asura. Da Kibla Bishula Mikame Denitan Eitzen Dehetera. And the reason the Kedera is going to be Asura is because although it's true you benefit from the Kedera when it's burning inside the Taner, but you also benefit from the Kedera before you heat the fire. You put the kneir inside the tanner, you put the food inside, at that point you already had enough from it. And that hana you had before there was another fire, at that point the only fire that played any role in the life of this kneir was the aser. It's not zev zeh goyrim, all you have is the iser. So it could be, as it relates to the kneir, according to everybody, it's going to be an issue. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mashmal Tanush, if you have a tanner that was heated, again with klipe yarlo, chadosh, if it's new yutatz, yoshon yutzan. So far, we're familiar with this halacha. This is the reisha, the first tier of the braisa that we began to daven. Afa b'yis hapas, if you bake the bread, so here we have to listen carefully. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, hapas muteres. The pas is going to be mutter. The chachamim say, hapas asura, the pas is going to be asur. So this is also like the braisa, the second case, but there's just one difference. The shittas are flipped. In our braisa, Rebbe was machmer, the chachamim were mekel. In this comment, it's in the reverse. The problem is, who said this? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said it, that I heard it from my Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, who heard it from his Rebbe, Shmuel. So this comes from an Amir, it comes from Shmuel. Shmuel can't go, can I get a braisa? We have a braisa if I carried from Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Shmuel ibchatani, Shmuel must have had a different gerisa in the braisa. The Gemara says something that we've pointed out a few times learning together. And that is, that maybe really Shmuel knew the right gerisa of the braisa, but he manipulated the braisa. He did it on purpose. Why? Because Shmuel knows the halacha. The halacha is that halacha karebi mechaveroi. We pass him like Rebbe when he takes on a yachid. But when it's Rebbe connected to Rabin, then the halacha is not like Rebbe. But Shmuel knew here the halacha was like Rebbe. Even though it goes against the Klali Hashas. It doesn't stem with Erevim and Vavim and Beis. But Shmuel knew here the halacha is like Rebbe. So Shmuel wanted to make sure that people would accept the fact that the halacha is like Rebbe. So he felt that if he's going to say it as Rebbe being the machmer, no one's going to be machmer, because they're going to say, oh, Rebbe's a yochid, can I get the rabbi? So he felt this was his cheshbon. Asnaya itko. Let me say it fakert. Let me say the chachamim ad machmirim, ki hechi denekim rabbanon lisura. Like this, people will accept this. And again, this is an idea that comes up from time to time, that sometimes the gedolim would manipulate things. They would literally alter the mitzvahs, they would change the facts. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that people would accept halacha. Rashi, when he speaks this out, so Rashi just adds one word. Let's read it inside. Apcha v'esnaya. Three lines from the bottom. Efchene v'ashne. Said Shmuel, let me flip it around. Kihechi detekuh ha-milsa di-yisur b'shem Rabban. Because I want the Rabbanon to be the one that people think are machmer. V'yasu b'nei yodim k'moysam. So people will follow them. Shakol ho'chem achar rabbin. Because everyone always follows the rabbin. Shem emani oimer halacha k'rebi shu yachid. Because if I'm going to say that halacha is like the yachid, lo yaminu li. Interesting lashon. No one's going to believe me. I mean, this is Shmuel. Who are you going to believe? No one's going to believe me. As a result, you say the Chabash Kambreiras, I have no choice. People are going to think he's just being machmer for no reason. So he said, this was his way of saying it. He's not going to get involved. People do believe him. They don't believe him. This is not Rebbe. It's the Chachamim. If the Chachamim say that, so what are you going to do? Either way, it's interesting. The same people that don't know who said what are the people that aren't believing Shmuel, right? That's the way it works. Anyway, so Zok de Gemara Vaita. Bishla Gabi Gecholim. Divya Kola Pasmatar. So the Brisa said, in the third case, once you have coals, at that point, everyone holds its mutter, right? The Tanner, nu, not nu. Zevazagar mutter, Zevazagar master, exhale. The second case was Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim as it relates to the pas. Oh, the pas, you're being nene from the wood, you're being nene from the afer. That's that Machlokes. The third part of the braisa was Bishla al Gabi Gecholim, that if you use the coals now to cook something, Divrei Akoila pas muteres. Over there, everybody agrees that the pas is going to be muter. What's the pshat? So we spoke out when we learned the braisa, because at that point it's for sure afer. If it's for sure afer, kol anisrof and afer muter. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shul. Rav Chiya Barash. Chadamon once said, the only time this is true is if the gecholim have been completely extinguished. It's like when coals don't have fire anymore, it's just smoke. So at that point, that's when this halach is true. Then the coals are the equivalent to the Afer, at which point there's no Isra'ano. But if the Gecholim have a pulse, right, there's still the whisperings, Rashi says. There's still something there. So at that point, Asurim, it's going to be Asur. Why? Because now you do have wood. And if you have wood, it's going to be your problem. Sagt die Gemara, if that's the case, Bishlam the man da'amah, v'chad omar, I feel like chalom loichashayis nami mutarim. The other man da'amah said, no, even if it's loichashayis, it's going to be mutarim. This Bishlam the man da'amah loichashayis asurim. Bishlam the man da'amah that says loichashayis asurim shum di'esh v'achayitim b'pas. I understand that, because we have a little bit of el man da'amah afilu loichashayis mutarim. But according to the man da'amah that says that even if there's a little bit of fire, it's still going to be mutar. Why? Because we look at it as afron, which is also a pas to also di'esh v'achayitim b'pas. The Rebbe Heichemesh Kachasos. So how's it even a gay? Rebbe's halacha. Right? Where's Rebbe's halacha even a gay? Distinguishing between the bread that was baked, and once the coals have been... So this is the third case is where the coals are not negay anymore. They've been completely extinguished. All there is smoke. Okay, Rebbe's case is when the coals still had a little bit of life. But if you're telling me that even when the coals have some life, you have the halach of Afram Mutta, so where's it negay Rebbe's halacha that the pas is going to be? Yasser, Amar Papa, very simple. It's talking about where there was an actual fire there. There was a fire. Oh, there was a fire. It's not coals. There was a real fire still. Once it goes to the level of coals, even if it's leichashos, at that point it's going to be mutar. Mechal rabbanon the pligal eshari. I feel like shavuka kenegda. Now the reason the Gemara didn't want to say this originally is because then how are you going to understand the chachamim? So that means you tell me according to the chachamim, even if there's a grip in a fire right now, still it's going to be a problem. Ela eitzim the isura lirabbanon heichem eshkachos. So where is it? Even a gei eitzim of isura and not going to rabbanon. Throughout Shas there's a concept of eitzim that are asabana. Koin chachamim has it even a gei eitzim that are asabana. What do you do with wood? Presumably, you light. You make fire from it. You make fire. The minute you make fire, even if there's a fire burning, it's ravaging. Still, the halach is that afram mutter. So where is it? Evan egeya yisuri ano? I'm Rav Ami bar chama b'shar shifa. It's talking about if you have a kisei, right? You have a chair. Rashi, two lines from the top. Kisei leishev olav oyla hadoim raglov. This sounds like a pasuk in Yeshaya. But either way, this is Zok Rashi. If you have a chair, you have a stool, it's something that you could actually use. Boy, minei Rami Barcham and Rav Chizda. Rami Barcham asked Rav Chizda, Tanner, she's thinking about Atzei Hektish. If someone has a tanner and it was fueled with Atzei Hektish, for offer boy a pas, and then you bake bread inside of it. L'Rabbanon, the Shara B'Kamaisa, according to the Rabbanon that said earlier, where's earlier? The whole daf, that it's going to be mutter. The Rabbanon that argued with Rebbe. The Rabbanon that said that if you bake bread inside an oven that was heated with klipe yarlo and the kasha of kiliyakerem, what's going to be the halacha over here? Amalei, so he told him a pasasura. Here the Rabbanon are going to hold that the bread is going to be awesome. So the Rabbanon that the entire daf are saying that if you bake bread inside an oven that was heated with Yisuri Anah, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because Kolan is Sraf and Afra mutter, so it's going to be okay. But if it was done with Hektish, then it's going to be a problem. Not being Zula or Arlo, what's the difference, right, to Gemara? Hektish is Asabana? Okay, there's also Asabana. I'm a Rava. Hachi Hashta. You're not sure what the difference is? Arlo betela b'masayim. But Arlo, as chomer as it is, it's bottle. It's bottle b'200. Which in the spectrum of bittel is like a super duper chumra. You need 200 times heter in order to be mevatel. But hektish is even more chumra. I feel about heter like bottle. Even if you have 1,000 times talach is not bottle. So that's the difference. The difference is one is simply more chumra. Elam Rav is Rav. So you're right. I'll tell you a kasha. I kasha leha kasha. This should be a kasha. Le mal hamasik. Why is the halacha that you're not allowed to benefit from the bread that was baked using fuel that was hektish, l'chayra, at the time that the fire bakes the bread, the fire is no longer asabana. You know why? Because if the source of the fire was hektish, as soon as you benefit from hektish, you're a moyel behektish. What happens when you're moyel behektish? The hektish is yatzal l'chulin. V'aloi mal amasik. And as soon as you lit the fire, you already benefited from it. Before it baked the food. V'chalecha the mal amasik. Nafkilu l'chulin. And as soon as you do me'ilo, it's chulin. So by the time it bakes the bread, it should be chulin. So that's the kasha. Why the chum hold its aser? If you'll tell me the chachamim l'shitasar. Why the chachamim hold its aser? You'll tell me that even though the chachamim hold its mutter by arla kiliyakim, this is hektish, it's more chamer. No niach that hektish is more chamer. But at the end of the day, as soon as you lit the fire, you benefited from it. If you benefited from it, you were mile. Once you were mile, it was yatzal chulin. Amar papa hachav atzei shlom maskin. We're talking about wood that was had kedusha shlom. How can you have wood that's kedusha shlomim? By the way, what does that mean? Shlomim is a carbon, right? It's talking about where somebody donated wood and he said, "I want you to use the wood for shlomim." So it takes on the definition of the shlamin. But either way, you have atzei shlamin. Valibid Rabbi Yehuda. We're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dama hektish b'shoigik mischal. B'mezenein mischalof. If someone is mayel in hektish b'shoigik, the hektish goes to chulin. But if someone's mayel in hektish b'mezid, it doesn't go to chulin. B'mezid my time alert. What's the reason? B'kivad labar mi'ilo. Because being that mi'ilo is only b'shoigik, the only time you bring a carbon, for example, for mi'ilo, is if you're moyel b'shoigik. B'mezid, you're not. So loy nothing l'chulin. it doesn't go l'chulin. The only time hektish is yoytze l'chulin when you're moyel is if it's a real proper me'ila. Meaning that proper me'ila is b'shoyig not b'mezid, so it's for that reason, if you're moyel b'mezid, it's not yoytze l'chulin. For the same price, shlomim nami kima de la bar me'ila ninu, being that shlomim is not a real me'ila, and the reason is because shlomim is kachim kalim, and me'ila is only kachim gedashim. This is Masechtas me'ila 101. Le'nafke l'chulin doesn't go l'chulin. Either way, the Gemara is just trying to make a point going into knee deep into Masechtas Me'ilah, but what we need in Yoneinu is one nekuda, and that is that where the Chachamim said the halacha that Tanur sheisiku ba'atze hektish va'afa bayapas, the halacha is it's going to be us. Even the Chachamim that argued by Kilei Akaren by Arlo, they don't hold like Rabbi. But over here, it's going to be us. What happened to Me'ilah? Let's talk about where there was no Me'ilah. How could there not be Me'ilah? If it's hektish, it's Me'ilah. It was a shlomim, it was kachin kal. You're still not allowed to benefit from it, but it's not considered Me'ilah in the true sense. And as a result, you're not going to have the something. Gemara, one last question. Is that true that any time a person is moil after you already lit a fire, the halacha is it's going to be chulin? Right, this is the halacha we've been discussing the whole daf. That if you have something that's asa b'hana, you had to burn it and you burnt it already. The halacha is the efer is going to be mutter. With the exception of Atzei Asher. The Efer Hektish is what we need. La Oyla Maser is always going to be Aser. Now, the Efer Hektish is the Oyla Maser. Why is it Aser? You burnt something that's Hektish. Now you have the ashes. The ashes are Aser. Chayra, why don't we say that once you burnt the ashes, you would benefit it from the... once you burnt the Hektish, you benefited from the Hektish. Once you benefited from it, it was Yoytze L'chulin. It was Yoytze L'chulin. How could the Efer be Aser? It's not talking, it's talking about we didn't benefit from it. Where a fire just happened on its own. There was no masik. There was no one that actually lit the fire and benefited from it. Everything happened by itself. The leki inish dinimo, no one was ever moirav. Could be that Mishnah is talking about something very specific. That Mishnah is talking about Efer that requires geniza. What Efer requires geniza? Ironically, we saw this in yesterday's daf. The Tanya v'somay benachas, v'somay kuloy, v'somay shleifazer. It's talking about the Efer of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Efer of all the Karbonis, where it says in the Torah, v'somay etzlam mizbeach, you have to do it nicely, you have to put all of it there, and you have to make sure that it's shleifazer. That Efer is asabana. By that Efer, you don't have the halacha of Afron Aser, and it's not Yoytze L'chulin, and it's for that reason the halacha is going to be that's where the halacha is, that even though kolan esrafim afron mutter, but efer hektish loy l'masa, what's the question? Once your moil wasn't a Yoytze L'chulin, yeah, ordinarily that's the case. Either it's talking about where you didn't have any anah from it, it's just a fire that happened by itself, or it's talking about specifically the efer of the Trumas Hadeshen, there's a special halacha that efer you're not allowed to benefit from, even though it was nasa mitzvasa, like we saw in yesterday's daf, that efer is going to be different. Exhale. Either way, this concludes the Gemara portion of the sugya of Zevah Zegoyim. So I was thinking, instead of going back to the sugya of Zevah Zegoyim, maybe to speak out some raid that's really negeya all the sugyas that we've been learning. And really, we're going through some intense raid sugyas in the beginning of Perek Kol Shnah, sugyas that talk about Isuri Hana. Obviously, the backdrop is Chametz, which is Aser Bahana. But to go through an inyan that will take a few days and a few raid bites, but everything is me inyan le inyan ba'oise inyan, and everything is very much related to the sugyas that we're learning in Perek Kol Shnah. So at the very beginning of the second Perek, the Gemara brought a machloikis between Chizki and Rav Avoh that escorted us through the first few dafin of Perek Kol Shnah. Chizki said, "Minayin l'chametz bePesach shasabano. How do you know that chametz on Pesach is asabano?" And he said that it's learned out from a pasuk. Vayomer Moshe la'am, zocher seyom hazeh sheyitzasa miMitzrayim beis avot. Ki b'choizik yod hoytzi Hashem eschem mizeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. This is Parshas Bo. He says, don't ever forget this day. Zocher seyom hazeh sheyitzasa miMitzrayim. And then he told them one halacha. V'lo yeyachel chametz. Said Chizkiyo, v'lo yeyachel chametz. V'lo yeyachel chametz. Proper grammar. Chametz shall not be eaten? thou shalt not eat chametz. So said Chizkia, you know why the Torah didn't say v'lo yoichel chametz? Rather said v'lo yeyachel chametz, because the Torah was coming to teach that chametz is not only asa b'achila, chametz is also asa b'ano. Had it simply said v'lo yoichel chametz, you would know you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you would think you're allowed to benefit from chametz. V'lo yeyachel chametz, that teaches me that chametz is not only asa b'achila, chametz is also asa b'ano. So the Gemara said, upliga the Rabbi Avoh. This comment of Chizkia is clearly not like Rabbi Avoh. Amar Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Avoh said, kol makom shenemar. Anytime it says in the Torah lo yoichel, lo yisoichel, lo yisoichlu, echad isra achila, ve'echad isra ano mashma, ad she yiparet lecha kosev giderek shepark lecha benevelo, or ad she yiparet lecha kosev giderek shepark lecha betreifa. Rabbi Avoh holds every time it says in the Torah not to eat something means you also not to benefit from it. So the Torah would not have to say v'lo yeyachel chametz, as opposed to v'lo yoichal chametz, to tell me the halacha that chametz is asa b'ano. So if Chizkiah held that the Torah had to say v'lo yoichal to teach me that chametz is asa b'ano, it's clear that Chizkiah argues with Rabbi Avoh. So what's the machloikis? According to Rabbi Avoh, whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, it means you're also not allowed to be nana from it. According to Chizkiah, that's not the case. Unless the Torah goes out of its way, changes something grammatically, such as v'lo yoichal chametz, as opposed to v'lo yoichal chametz, then it's going to be asa b'ano. But other than that, the halacha is chametz will be asav achila, chametz or anything else would not be asav. And then the Gemara went on chafalaf amid beis and chafalaf amid beis, chafbeis amid aleph, chafbeis amid beis, chafgimel amid aleph, chafgimel amid beis. The Gemara continued discussing this machloikis between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avoh. Again, when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, does it mean only that you're not allowed to eat it, or does it mean that you're not allowed to benefit from it? The Rambam in Hilchas Macholis Asuris, Perik Ches Halacha Tes Vav, says, quote, Kol Mokim Shenema Batayr, any time it says in the Torah, Lo Yisoychal, Lo Yisoychlu, Lo Yoychlu, Lo Yoychal, Echad Isra Achila, Ve Echad Isra Ano B'mashma. It always means Isra Achila and Isra Ano. Acha Yiparat Lecha Kosov, Kiderech Sheparat Bin Avela. Unless the Torah tells you what it told you by Avela. V'gera Shebesh Arecha Titnena Ba'achela. However, unless there's some other evidence that it's mutter, going shkatzin v'ramasin v'dan v'evim menachad v'gedan osha, shekol elu mutarim ba'ano mipiyak kabbalo afal pishein asurim b'achil. But says the Rambam, unless proven otherwise, anytime it says loisoichal loisoichal loyoichal loyoichal echad isra achilo ve'echad isra ano b'mashma. In other words, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avoh. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Hachametz bePesach asa b'hano. Chametz on Pesach is also b'ano. Shenemar, because it says lo yeyachel chametz. Because the Torah said lo yeyachel chametz. And what does that mean? Lo yehebay heter achila. It means lo yeyachel. Not only can't you eat it, but lo yehebay heter achila, which is another way of saying that it's also aser b'hano. Break the kesef mishnah. It's a pella. I don't understand. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Umat says, quoting Chizkiah, HaChametz bePesach aser b'hano, Shenema lo yeyachel chametz. Now, if the Rambam would have stopped there, it would be fine. But the Rambam gave a hezber, because lo yehebay heter achila, which, again, in the Rambam's language means, the Torah is telling you, going out of its way to say that it's also asa b'ano. What does that mean? Because it says lo yeyachal chametz, as opposed to lo yeyachal chametz. So faith the Kesef Mishnah, he says, I don't understand. The Rambam says in Hilchas Macholos Asuras Perik Ches Halacha Tezvav, Kol Makom Shenema B'Torah lo yisoichal lo yisoichal lo yoichlu, Echad Isra Achila Ve'Echad Isra Ano, which is Rabbi Avoh. In other words, the Rambam brings Chizkiah, and the Rambam brings Rabbi Avoh. We had three dafin in Perik Kol Shah, the Machlokes in Chizkiah and Rabbi Avoh, and here you have a Rambam with a Rambam clearly paskin both Chizkiah and he paskin Rabbi Avoh. So freak the Kesef Mishnah, it's a Pella, it's a Stiris HaRambam, it's a Bumbe Kasha. How is it possible that the Rambam took both sides? The Rambam walked away from the Sugya, Eilu Ve'eilu, Divra Likim Chaim. The Rambam in Hilchas Bachalus, Asur is quoted Rabbi Avoh. And in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam brought Chizkiah. So we're going to get back to that, Be'ezus Hashem. But first, a little bit of a long-winded digression. The Rambam, later in the first parak of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, and this is parak Aleph Halacha Zayin, Rambam says, a halacha that was Marishoy Lomois. In fact, this halacha was so shocking because this is a halacha that has no source. Ordinarily, when the Rambam brings a halacha, so there's a makar, right? Whatever the makar is. But this, it seems to be a halacha that the Rambam made up, says the Rambam. The Rambam has credentials to do this, but nonetheless, if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, kolshu, even a kolshu, hareza asim in atayr. It's awesome in our Torah. Shenemar lo yeyachel chametz. It says in the Torah lo yeyachel chametz. Says the Rambam. Therefore, if somebody eats a kol shu of chametz, What does a kol shel mean? Even less than a kezayis. Even a tiny bit of chametz. Now, loch is hareza asam and atayr. You violate an issa deiraisa. Because it says in the Torah, lo yeyachal chametz. Afa bisha ene chayv karas a carbon, el al kishir shugazayis. Says Raman, even avadi, you're not going to be chayv karas. You're not going to have to bring a carbon. Why? Because he didn't eat a kezayis. However, at the same time, you violated an issa deiraisa. And the Raman concludes, va oichal pachas mi kezayis, bemezid. And if somebody would do this bemezid, even though again there's no karas, but makanois and makas maradis. But at the same time, there will be makas maradis. In other words, the Rambam says that even though ordinarily, whenever it comes to Yisurei Torah, there's always a shear. Right, you have to eat a shear. If you eat less than a shear, so then it's not an issue. Says the Rambam, when it comes to chametz, it's different. Ha'oichel min ha'chametz atzmei b'pesach kolshu, ha'reza osam min ha'tayr, there's an issa d'iraisati chametz on Pesach, even a kolshu, shenemer, how do you know that? Because it says, lo yoyachal chametz. So two things. Number one, v'shteit in lo yoyachal chametz. What do you see in Lo Yoyachal Chametz that you're not allowed to eat even a kosher? Lo Yoyachal Chametz says you're not allowed to eat chametz. If the Shir Achila is always a kezayis, so just like Lo Yoyachal Chametz would mean a kezayis, Lo Yoyachal Chametz presumably would also mean a kezayis. So where do you see in Lo Yoyachal Chametz that the issa would be even pachas mikezayis? Rabbeinu Menoyach, right here, one of the noisy kelim on the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. So Rabbeinu Menoyach says the pshat as follows. The pshat is because we know that all Dine Torah have shiurim. However, Isuri Hanah has no shiur. There's no shiur when it comes to Isuri Hanah. So if the Torah says you're not allowed to benefit from something, it doesn't matter how much Hanah you have from it. Even the smallest Hanah, even a kol shu, even that in and of itself is going to be an issue. So said Rabbeinu Menoyach, you know Pshat in the Rambam is, it's the Rambam Lashitasa. The Rambam brought Chizkiyah's halacha. Hachametz bePesach, Asir b'hanah, shenemar, lo yeyochel chametz. And what does it mean? Lo yehei b'yheter achila. That from the words lo yeyochel chametz, we learn that chametz is not only asir b'achila, it's also asir b'hanah. We asked the Ketzer Mishnah's Kasha, why the Rambam have to bring chizki? But at the end of the day, Rambam brings chizki as halacha. That from lo yeyochel chametz, we learn that it's asir b'hanah. If lo yeyochel chametz teaches me that it's asir b'hanah, I know that I can't even eat a kol shu. You know why? Forget about the isir achila. It's the isir hanah. Because when a person is going to eat the pachas mikashir, the pachas mikazayis, he's inevitably going to be nene. And if you're nene, you have a problem because you're not allowed to be nene even from a kolshu. So the Rambam is lishitase. The Rambam, who in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis said that from lo yeyachal chametz, we learn not only that chametz is asa b'achila, but from the grammar, from the diktuk in the Yeshem Lemesiris of Lo Yeyachel, we learned that Chametz is Asa Bahanah. So Lishni Tosoi, Ha'oicham and Ha'chametz Atzmei B'Pesach Kolshu, Ha'reza Asa Min HaTorah, Shenemar Lo Yeyachel Chametz. That's what Rabbeinu Menoyach says is Pshat in this Rambam. The Shara Melech, however, in a very, very long piece, the Shara Melech is Matmiya on this Pshat. He says it can't be, because if that's the case, it should come out that any time it says in the Torah, the Lashon of Lo Yeyachel, whatever the Macholis Asuras is, it should be Aser, Midai Raisa, even if you eat a Pachis Mikashir. And the only place the Rambam brings the Salach is Nilchas Chametz Matzah. In other words, it says by Shratzim also, the Lashon of Lo Yeyachel. Sharanisko, it says the Lashon of Lo Yeyachel. So in all these different places, wherever you find the Lashon of Lo Yeyachel, you should have this Rambam. Ha'oichel, Shratzim, Kolshu, Hareza Asim and Atar, Shenema, the Lo Yeyachel. You don't find. The only time the Rambam brought this Salach was in Nilchas Chametz Matzah. And if what the Rambam meant was Lo Yeyachel, Lishitas say that he brought Chizki as Halacha, that it's not only Asim Achim, it's also Asim Hanah. By Hanah, there's no Shir. If you eat pachas mikashir, you're gonna have an issue deraisa, not als isra achila, but als isra hanah. That every time it says in the Torah lo yoyachal, you should have that same halacha, and you don't have that halacha. Azoy feik the Shara Melech, and the Shara Melech plays sorachim on the Rambam. Ramei Simcha in Ar Sameach says a dover nifla. He says, I think the achroinim. Maybe that's not the pshat what the Rambam really meant to say. Says Ramei Simcha, I think the Rambam meant to say something else. The Rambam wasn't focusing on lo yeyachel chametz as opposed to lo yeyachel chametz. It wasn't chizkiyah halach. It's not the Rambam l'shitasei in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. You know where the Rambam was coming from. This pasuk of lo yeyachel chametz, where is it? It's in Parshas Bo. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. Vayomer Moshe Alam, Zocher Sayom Azeh Sheyitzasim Yimitzrayim Yibeis Avadim Ki Bechozek Yad Hoitzi Hashem Escha Mizeh. And then he told him v'lo yeyachel chametz. So Ramei Simcha said, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden this lo yisaseh of lo yochel chametz when the Yidden was still in Mitzrayim. When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, it was before they were makabel the Torah. Before the Yidden were makabel the Torah, they had a din of Bnei Noach, A Ben Noach, the Rambam says, in Hilchas Melachim, has no shiurim. If a Ben Noach eats even a kosher of Eben Menachai, the halach is he's going to be chayiv misa, as a rosson doing misasan, and there's no shiur when it comes to a Ben Noach. Ki yodua, we have many raid bites on this. There's no shiur when it comes to Ben Noach. So Zokra Meisimcha, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant that what's the makar to the Isser Chametz? The makar is v'lo yachil chametz. This is a pasik. Far Matan Torah. This is a pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu's talking to the Yidden in real time when they're in Mitzrayim. Right now, in Mitzrayim, you can't eat chametz. At that second, if a Yid would eat chametz on that first Pesach, Avad, even a kosher, he would have been chayev. Why? Because he was a Benayach, and a Benayach doesn't have a shear. Once the original Issa Chametz said Ramei Simcha didn't have a shear, so L'doire Doris. The halachas of chametz were always going to be that way. And that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam didn't mean lo yeyachel, like the Shara Melech was matmiya. If he meant lo yeyachel, then every time it says in the Torah, lo yeyachel, the Rambam should bring this halacha, that you're going to be chayiv, even for a pachas mikashir. The Torah is not what the Rambam meant. What the Rambam meant was, it was koyde matan Torah. Oh, it's koyde matan Torah, gevaldik. That's only true by chametz. Gatzim the Ramas, all these things were not koyde matan Torah. And that's why it's only in Hilchas Chametz that the Rambam brought it, as always a kremesim. But there's another problem with this Rambam. There's another problem with this Rambam. And that is the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Faith Kesef Mishnah, I understand. The Rambam came and the Rambam presented a halacha. He said it says in the Torah, lo yoyachel chametz, whether the pshat is lo yoyachel as opposed to lo yoyachel, like Rabbeinu Menayach says. Whether the pshat is like Rameir Simcha says, it's Parshas Boy, it was Koyd Matan Torah, there was no Shurim Koyd Matan Torah. But from the pasuk of lo yoyachel chametz, you should know that it's asamidei raisa to eat even less than a kezayas of chametz. Okay. What happens if you do eat less than a kezayis? Rambam says, no, you're not going to be chayv koros or korban avad. There's a sheer kezayis. However, there's going to be an isadai rights. Afraid to cast a mishnah. Everybody knows there's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish throughout Shas. Chatzi shir asam in atayra, or chatzi shir asam mutam in atayra. If somebody eats less than a kezayis of nevela, eat a half a kezayis of nevela. So of course you don't get malchus. You only get malchus if you eat a kezayis. Were you over in isadai raisa or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir asam in atayra. You over in isadai raisa. Reish Lakish holds chatzi shir is mutam in atayra. You were not over in isadai raisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, every time a person eats macholi sasuris, just to use that as an example, of less than a shir, you violate an isadai raisa. According to Reish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir is awesome in atayra. In fact, anytime there's a machalik Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, labar mitlas, with three exceptions, we always paskin Rabbi Yochanan. But chatzi shir awesome in atayra, everyone knows that's the halach. We paskin chatzi shir awesome. It's afraid to kesef mishnah. So what did the Rambam bring to the table? Why do I need a pasuk, lo yeyachel chametz, to tell me that if somebody eats pachas mikashir of chametz, he's over in Isadei Raisa. He's anyways over in Isadei Raisa. Without the pasuk of lo yeyachel chametz, we know he's over in Isadei Raisa because it's a chatzi shir. And chatzi shir is asam natar. Now, bishlema, if the Rambam would have said, you have karis, you have to bring a carbon, you got malkits, okay, that's a very big kiddush. You tell me that even on a pachas mikashir, there's an oynish. But the Rambam says clearly, not that way. Va'afal pikein ein eichayiv karis, oy carbon, el al kishir shu kazayis. Rambam says very clear, there is no oynish. So if there's no oynish, so all it is an isser. An isser chatzi shir is asam natar. As I freak the kesef mishnah, and he plied tzorich in. He says, I have no eitzah to understand this Rambam. Let me buy where the Rambam got this from. Let me buy what the Rambam even means. But on top of all that, why do we need this Rambam? What is this Rambam contributing? It's a pelef mitchil of atzoif. Rambam made up halacha. No one even knows what the Rambam means. And like, what's the contribution? We know chametz is also b'chatzis shir. Just like nevela and treifa and everything is also b'chatzis shir. Chatzis shir is also b'nat. If the Rambam passes like Reish Lakish chatzis shir mutam b'nat, okay, it'd be mechadish to me a chatzis shir. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzis shir is also b'nat. So it's anyways also b'nat. If it's anyways also b'nat, so what's the chiddush of this halacha? The night of Yehuda in his tzlach, in the sechtes psachim, daf mem dalad amen alef, and it's also in Shailos Tshuvas night of Yehuda or Chaim. Kinyana Simen Nun Gimel says a dover nifla to answer the Kesef Mishnah's kasha, and that is the Gemara Masechtas Nyuma Daf Ayin Gimel Ayin Dalet, where the Gemara discusses the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Chatzis Shir Asam Min Atayra Chatzis Shir Mutam Min Atayra. So the Gemara says, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzis Shir Asam Min Atayra. So there's the longer version of this answer, and then there's the shorter version. But the Gemara says a svar, it's a pasuk and a svar. What's the svara? Zok the Gemara, Gufa. Chatzis Shir Rabbi Yochanan Asam Min Atayra Reish Lakish Mutam Min Atayra. Rabbi Yochanan Asam Min Atayra Kiven the Chazi Litzdarufi Isura Ka'achol. The reason when a person eats a Chatzis Shir it's Asam Min Atayra is because even though right now when you ate was only a Chatzis Shir, but at the same time, if you would eat another half a shir, if you would eat another half a gezayis, it would come out that you ate a full shir. And now even the chatzi zayis that you ate was a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan says, chatzi shirasa min ha-Torah, you know why? It's because of the could of what it should have. It's because of what could happen, the potential. There's like a royan. It's possible for me to eat another half. And if I would eat another half, it would come out, now I ate a full share. So therefore, the halacha is, even the chatzi that I ate is asa min ha-Torah. Chatzi shir is asa min ha-Torah because of what I may do after I eat the other half. That's why it's awesome. It's because it's chazi le'itz darufe. If it wasn't chazi le'itz darufe, it'd be mutter. It's because it's chazi le'itz darufe. That's why the halacha is that chatzi shir is awesome in atayr. Said the Noyde Yehuda. What would be if somebody, ba'achrin shol Pesach, literally the last moments of Pesach, as the sun is setting, it's Rabbeinu Tam, he would eat a half a zayas of chametz. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds chatzi shir asam in ha-Torah. Would he be over in Issa Deiraisa, or would he not be over in Issa Deiraisa? Says the Noyde Yehuda, it's partially he wouldn't be over in Issa Deiraisa. Why not? Because it's not chazi letztarufe. Because at this point, if you were going to eat another half a zayis, you're eating pizza already. At that point, it's ready matzah Pesach. It's not a problem. Then it's going to be okay. The issue is as long as it's chazi letztarufe. But once it's not chazi letztarufe anymore, at that point, it's not going to be a problem. So says the Noyde Yehuda, you want to know why the Rambam came up with a pasuk of Lo Yochel Chametz? Because the Rambam was being mechadish that the iser chatzi shir by Chametz isn't only because of chazi letztarufe. It's an iser be'etzem. Just like you're not allowed to eat a kezayis midei raisa, you're not allowed to eat a chatzizayis midei raisa. Now, granted, there's no karis, and granted, there's no carbon, but at the same time, the iser de raisa there is. Isn't it anyways aser al tchatzis shir aser min ha-Torah, says the Noyde Yehuda? Yeah. But al tchatzis shir aser min ha-Torah, it's only aser kol kama, it's chazile, it's tarufe. But what would be if it wasn't chazile, it's tarufe? What would be if it was the last seconds of Shvi'i Shol Pesach, or Achrin Shol Pesach, and that's when you went ahead, and that's when you did it? So what would be the halacha over there? L'chor al tchazile, it's tarufe, it's not chazile, it's tarufe anymore. Kamash Malon, Lo Yochel Chametz is a new iser. It's a bona fide iser in and of itself. It has nothing to do with Chazi Litz Tarufe. Oh, if it has nothing to do with Chazi Litz Tarufe, so then the halacha is that it's going to be a problem. That's what the Noyde Yehuda said in his Tzlach, in Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and his in his Noyde Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Simen Nun Gimel. This teretz that the Noyde Yehuda said in two places is Mefurish in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer as well. The Chassam Sofer in his Chelek Vav, it's Tshuvas Samache, says the same exact teretz. And this is, he says it very, very quickly at the very end. Umeyaza Marti, he was talking about the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha, the Davka Chometz Tzorech Kroy, the Loishaya Chazi Litztarufe Beyim Achron Shal Pesach, the Haba Amino Oz Yir Mutter Lechel Chatz Yishir, Kamash Mulan Dafilo Hachi Yasser. So it's literally, it's in a fleeting moment, it's three lines in this, in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, but the Chassam Sofer was Mechamen to this day, doesn't bring him to the Noyde Yehuda, but he was Mechamen, Me'oilam Amarti, I always wanted to say what the Noyde Yehuda said, the same teretz, that where's in a gay the Rambam Zalacha, it's in a gay the Rambam Zalacha, Be'achrin Shal Pesach, or Be'shvi'i Shal Pesach, where it's no longer Chazi Litztarufe, Rab Kiva Eger in a Tshuva. And this is in Shalos Tshuvas Rab Kiva Eger, Kuf Nun Dalet. So Rab Kiva Eger is discussing a major lumdus in the sugya of Chatzi Shir, and this is what he says at the end. V'yir mizeh din chadash, based on everything that I told you, Ayin Shah, he says it's going to emerge a new halacha. The besoif yoim achrin de Pesach, oisoif yoim akipurim, be'inyin deleka shos lechol kezayis, yeh mutter lechol Chatzi Shir. And then Rabbi Kivega says, "V'tzarachin ladina." He says, "But I'm not sure halacha l'maisa. I'm a little uncomfortable." V'tzarachin ladina. But the bottom line is that we have a Rambam where the Rambam said that if somebody eats a chatzis shir of chometz, the halacha is he is going to be over in iser de oraisa. How do you know that? Because it says lo yeyachel chometz. What do we see in Lo Yochel Chametz? Rabbeinu Menoyach said it's Rambam L'shitasei, who paskin like Chizkiya, that in Lo Yochel Chametz you see not only an Isser Achila, but you also see an Isser Hana. Isuri Hana is Aser even Pachis Mikashir. And the Rambam is basically saying that forget about the Achila part, but you're being nenner from it. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. Rabbeinu Simcha said Rambam doesn't mean that. Because if he meant that, then every time it says Lo Yochel in the Torah, you'd have the same halacha. The Rambam meant because it's Parshas Boy. The Yidden were Bnei Noyach at that time. And Bnei Noyach don't have Shiurim. And as a result, being that Bnei Noyach don't have Shiurim, it's always going to be that way. But then we have the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha. What do you need this for? Isn't Chatzi Shir awesome in our Torah? Anyways, the Teretz is the Noyde Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer, Reb Kiva Eger, the Gedoyle Achroinim, Ki Ishach Belev Echad, all seem to say the same Svara. And that is that it's true. Al Chatzi Shir awesome in our Torah, that's something that would only be to the extent that it's chazi litz darufa. But what would be if I eat a chatzin shir where it's not chazi litz darufa? How would I have a chatzin shir where it's not chazi litz darufa? You ate the half a zayas of chametz, achrin shal pesach, shvi shal pesach, as the sun is setting, where there is no time to eat on the other half of gazayas. Al chatzin shir asam anatayra, you're good to go. But al the new isra of lo yachal chametz, there it's going to be asr. There's another teretz to this kasha in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Yutas, which ties in to some of the other sugyas that we learned this week. But Metz Hashem, we'll save that for the next Raid Bite.